And so we are together again. How wonderful. Just allowing the awareness to sink into the rhythm of the breath now. Noticing, not efforting, but even in that gentle act of noticing, you will probably notice that the breath will get a little bit deeper as presence works its magic. And the body is beginning to catch this energetic now. It's beginning to entrain much more rapidly, effortlessly. The body registering these sounds, of course, making sense of them, interpreting them as words and language. The body's receiving it on that level, of course. But this moment in time, in your flow, when you are connecting with me, when we are connecting as a group again, you are plugging into a large field of energies and soul consciousness and mastery levels and potentials that represents all of us together, woven together in this configuration. And the body can feel that on its subtle energy levels. The body can feel the embrace of this group energetic. And so if you haven't already set the intention now, just a very simple intention to make a conscious connection with the ascension configuration group morphic field. Feel that expansion. It feels, doesn't it, like expansion, both expansion and containment, doesn't it? So you can feel the event horizon, that outer boundary of what would normally be we would refer to event horizon as in a galaxy. But it is that outermost boundary. And so connecting to this group energy. Oh, a part of your soul consciousness just unfurls itself more. And also we can feel the being heldness of this group. This is good. Because you need a bit of a rest, don't you? Parts of you really feel like they could use a rest. So breathe this moment of gentle permission. where you give the body permission to sink back into layer upon layer of embrace, energies that embrace you. From the energies of nature, and even if you are in an apartment building, the energies of nature will be in your potted plant. From the energies of nature, creating soft weaves of embracement. Of support, supportive frequencies, such supportive frequencies for the body. And just taking a moment to feel your body held, cradled within your own greater soul consciousness. And when I say greater soul consciousness, we mean the aspect of your greater soul field consciousness, which is massive. And so one understanding is that a part of that came forth and is currently anchoring through this, your current time, incarnational expression. But even that forms or expresses as quite a significant soul, what we would call a soul consciousness. So allow the body to feel itself just hovering inside of this massive sphere. And I'm going to invite you to picture it as golden light. And that is you. That is you at your higher levels. And there's so much in that sphere of your soul consciousness, even the part of the soul consciousness that is just anchoring here and now. There are light body templates, there are holographic templates for your physical body. There are higher dimensional expressions of you and your consciousness bandwidth in this sphere. But just for now, it is enough to know that all of that is there, shimmering and vibrating and pulsing in the almost plasma light of that sphere. There's nothing to do right now, especially relative to the body and its exposure or its immersion in higher frequencies. In fact, the opposite is true, meaning the opposite to the desire to effort to create an outcome, let us say, in the physical body. The opposite is actually true. The more that the body can relax and open, the better. The more it will be able to receive, it will be a vibrational match to the higher vibrational, higher dimensional frequencies that it is exposed to. So now, doubt, doubt is in the field. The one who doubts, meaning the aspect of your being, your self, small as self, the aspect of you who doubts is the false self. It is the forgetting self. Doubt lands in the body, sometimes in the upper chest, in a bit of an anxiety configuration, sometimes down low in the gut. Sometimes higher up, the temples, brow, the eyes. Doubt is primarily in the mental body, but of course it follows then that it is in the emotional body. And then, as we just examined, it evidences itself in the physical body. The one who doubts is not your true self. And we are being asked now, wasn't I just saying, rest, Master, rest, don't effort. And now we can say that we are being asked to move beyond doubt, to find the one, the aspect of you who can remain stable and aligned in the truth and the reality of your light beingness, your innate light beingness. Because the intentional seeding of doubt is something that is, well, it is being done very intentionally on the planet right now, isn't it? And it does not serve, quite honestly, it does not serve us in our mission to allow that false self, the forgetting self, to destabilize seemingly the fullness of who we are. Yes? The forgetting self can't really throw off the light being aspect of you. But boy, it can kick up a lot of dust, and we stand as though in the middle of a shaken snow globe. It cannot stop us on our mission, but it can slow us down a little bit, cause us to turn in circles. Wait, am I right? this is right, right? I don't know anymore. I can't feel that anymore. I can't feel that aligned yes anymore. Wait a second, and around we can go. The false self, the forgetting self, that is the one that is being transmuted, alchemized. And it is a process, of course. But it no longer serves the highest expression of you as the light of source here on this mission. It no longer serves for you to be able to be thrown off course by the false self, by the forgetting self. And so the phase of our mastery, no effort, remember, the phase of our mastery that we seem to be in right now is this. It's around doubt. Perhaps even for some, there will be small hooks. If you can get well and truly hooked back down into a third dimensional sort of little, if you're mud wrestling with the illusion again in the third dimension, as we say, even those I can see, the hooks are small, but they're in there. You might even just have one hook, but boy, it is in there. By this time, by this point, Master, in your ascension process, if you can still get yanked back into a third dimensional pool, then that hook is in there. But I see that there's really only one or two for some. But the time is fast coming. Remember, this has been a theme for a while now, especially relative to the body, that we've got less and less wiggle room. So now we're being squeezed even here. And the false self will say, the forgetting self will say, what? What? Am I not allowed to be human? Am I not allowed to even doubt? The farther you go on this path, Master, back into the realms of light, what do you think the answer is? No, actually, you will not. But it will not be an effort by that time. So aligned will you be in the light of the truth of your being and your commitment to this mission. So aligned will you be in that there will be no effort around the reality that will simply be, oh no, I don't doubt actually. Align with the light of your true nature, the light of your being. Let the false self burn. It will burn sometimes. Let it dissolve. It will be a more gentle dissolving sometimes. At other times, it will be almost the turn of a head or the blink of an eye, and you look back and suddenly there's an aspect of it that is not there anymore. It's going to be gentle sometimes. It's going to be ruthlessly burned away in the fires, the alchemical fires of this process. It will be all of it. I know this sounds crazy to the forgetting self, but truly, that is not your concern. Align with the light of your being, the light of the source of all frequency, all consciousness, all love. You align with that, Master. And the rest, well, we could say fall apart. It is an energy bundle that will no longer have to hold together in that particular configuration, i.e. a third-dimensional human ego construct. So here we are. My wonderful brothers and sisters of the purest light, here we are. Interesting times. We began by saying rest. And that is true. Stop the efforting. We can feel the truth of that, yes. And also, here is our next mountain to climb. There is more, of course. It reminds me of a wonderful quote. I'm quite sure it was attributed to the Buddha. One of my favorites. He said, apparently, "You are the light to lighten the way. Then hurry. Hurry." I love that. I love the seeming paradox in that, where it says, it's good, you're the light, you got it wrapped up, it's all good. You're the light to lighten the way. Hallelujah. Good job. And then the very next thing is, then hurry, there's not a moment to lose. They're both true. They're both true, Master, right now. So we begin, feel the energy of the group supporting you. Like that great flock of rainbow unicorn cosmic geese in formation, we are holding each other aloft. Feel it, tune into it in the week to come.